You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Friday, the 11th of January. And on Friday we're going to have racing for you from Lingfield, from Wolverhampton in the evening, Huntingdon and Sedgefield, where we're jumping in the afternoon. And we've also got the usual Friday night fair from Dundalk. So a busy day of action. Make sure you join us on Racing Radio for all of the day's racing. My name's John Gibby here on the podcast, and I'm joined by Chris Pimlott. Hello, Pimmers.
Very good afternoon to you, John, and it's good to be back on the podcast. I've been missing for a few weeks, but they couldn't do without me.
No, you've made your glorious return. I think that's the first time you've ever called me by my first name as well, so there's a first time for everything.
What's your name again? I forgot. Jimmy.
There we go. It didn't take long, did it? Right, what we'll do is we'll start by taking... We're going to look a little further ahead to the weekend because we've also had the Lanzarote declarations come out today for that, so we'll look forward to that. But we will start off by taking a look at the best of the racing on Friday, and Huntingdon is where we're going for the best of the day's jumping action. And a couple of tasty-looking races, including the Chatteris Fen at 2:30. This is a Class 2 juvenile hurdle. It's been won by some decent horses in the past, Plymouth. I believe Cy Royale won this a few years ago. And this year, we've got a field of 5 runners declared. What were your thoughts on the field?
Well, certainly thought that this wasn't the best lineup that we've ever had for a Chatteris Fen juvenile hurdle. Class 2 is the grade. And again, you've got 5 declared, but Spectulous, I think, has got 2 chances, Little and None. And he'd be a massive, massive price. Showed very little on the race course as of yet. Beat the Judge was a 25-1 shot when he won at Kempton on his debut run over hurdles for the Gary and Joshua Moore combination. Fret d'Estreville, I think that's how we're going to pronounce it. He's French.
Brilliant pronunciation there.
Obviously French bred, carries the colours of Simon Meunier and Darrell Jacob ride for Alan King. He was in at the deep end, to be fair, this fella, at Cheltenham on his British debut when he was 5th-7, beaten 40 lengths behind Nelson River, Van der Soel and Cat Poley. But again, I think possibly he was a little bit flattered in the shape that he weakened before the last. He ran this race and then got very, very tired. Form in France was not fantastic, but obviously, you know, he carries the colours of those big owners, and I would imagine that he's going to leave that Cheltenham form behind him tomorrow afternoon. Prabini was at Kempton, a 25-1 shot when finishing 3rd, behind Beat the Judge. So again, he's got an awful lot to prove there. And Westbrook Bertie from the Mick Shannon yard. Again, he was a winner at Fontwell. Again, 11-8 favourite on occasion, but would need to up his game tomorrow afternoon. So, as I say, not the best renewal of the Chartres Fen, and I think it's very difficult to oppose Alan King's runner, Fret d'Estreville.
Fret d'Estreville, the selection for Pimmers, and in that Chartres Fen juvenile hurdle, the 2:30. Half an hour later, we've got another decent race, Novice Limited Handicap, over 2.5 miles, Pimmers. It's a race that was won last year by Terrefort, and this year we've got a field of 6 runners declared. So just like the Chatteris Fen, it's a relatively small field.
Yeah, again, we're witnessing ground at this time of year that we've not had before. Officially good to soft as we record this, but I would imagine if we get a dry night, it could certainly be near a good tomorrow afternoon. And Huntingdon is renowned for being a good draining track, so that could well be the case come post-time tomorrow afternoon. Of the 6, well, Niven's the horse that comes into the race with a win next to his name last time out, and he's from the all-conquering Phil Kirby yard. This horse was a winner at Hexham on very heavy ground, to be fair, when he won back on the 20th of December. Test of stamina would suit him very much. He was off a mark of 129 there. He's gone up £3 to a mark of 132. So he's got to up his game. But as I say, the yard can do no wrong, and Richard Johnson booked a very big plus for that horse's chances tomorrow afternoon. Deloro's a nice horse again from the Gary Moore-Joshua Moore combination. He's a mark of 135. He finished fourth at Kempton the last time we saw him in a Class 3 handicap chase. So again, a good little race that he was in there. Only beaten 8 lengths behind Glen Force and Glen Rocker. So that form pretty good when he ran at Kempton last time. Stamp Your Feet's been finding life a little bit difficult of late, as too has Jerby. He finished fourth of 9, but beaten a long way at Hereford last time out. Well smitten, course and distance winner in the past. This fella did it nicely here at Huntingdon back on Boxing Day, when he was the first of 7 runners, winning by 7 lengths behind second time around and Lacapooch. And again, that form needs to be upgraded a little bit. Handicapper, though, took a dim view of that success because he put him up from a mark of 113 to 121. So he put him up £8 for that success. And again, that just might hold him back. And the bottom horse is Emboyle for the all-conquering Harry Skelton and Dan Skelton. And Emboyle, again, dropped £3 for his second place last time out when finishing behind Style de Garde at Hereford. Again, right-handed is the track tomorrow, so that should well suit him. But again, possibly needs to find a little bit more if he's going to take a hand in the finish tomorrow afternoon. So, not very original, I'm afraid. I'm going to go with the in-form Niven.
Niven, the selection then for Pimmers. We were just talking about that race where Deloro for the Gary Moore team is set to be one of the major players. And Gary Moore has also got, sure to be one of the major players in Saturday's Lanzarote hurdle at Kempton. The 240 in the form of Cloudgate has been a bit of a gamble for the race this week, Pimmers. We have, as we speak today on Thursday, had the declarations for this race earlier on today, and what did you make of the 15 strong field for this year's Lanzarote hurdle?
Very, very strong renewal indeed. Shame there's not 16, so we can have a little bit of each way first four home, but it is a very good race. I think the feature of this race is that you're getting horses coming into the race that are on the upgrade, and it's trying to find out which one has got the best promise to go further ahead. Like Eric de Rouge, your top weight for Jane Williams, and Chester Williams is up £5 from that success last time out. Darling Malte, the Nichols runner, he's gone up £12 for that win last time out at Ascot. So he's gone from 122 to 132 for that good success. I mean, it was a Class 3 hurdle there. It was good form, strong form, and he ducks a progressive profile, this fella. Lorcan Williams, who rode him last time, takes the mount again. Then you've got Do Pretender, who was a little bit disappointing when we saw him last time out. That was at Cheltenham behind Rock Point. Again, he could bounce back to that form, having been in good form prior to that. Canyon City's up £2 for finishing second last time out. Solemn Grey's interesting, down 4 for that debut run 28 days ago. Cotswold Way's a real nice sort. He's a son of Stowaway. Stowaway is so sexy at the moment, siring loads and loads of winners. And he certainly one to keep an eye on is Cotswold Way. And the other horse that's a little bit of a psst around William Hill Towers is Lord Napier. Been plying his trade in some very, very tough races of late. I know he's held in high regard by one of our colleagues here in William Hill Towers. And again, if you're looking for value, this horse could be the one with the idea that stepping up in trip for this son of Galileo could well help him. So it's a smashing race, very, very competitive. As you said earlier, Jimmy, Cloudgate's been touted strongly for the Moore team as well. But if I'm going to nail my colours to the mast, I'm going to take a chance that the win has buoyed Darling Malte.
Darling Malte, the selection then for Pimmers, for Paul Nichols and Lorcan Williams. We saw a claiming jockey win this last year when James Bowen claimed 5 off the back of William Henry to win it for Nicky Henderson. Could we see a similar kind of jockey arrangement be carried to success in this year's event? We'll find out on Saturday. The 240 is the Lanzarote hurdle at Kempton. It's live on Racing Radio. Pimmers, as always, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.